Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. You are holy. We have no God besides you. We have no help outside of you. We honor you this morning. We thank you for your grace that have carried us through this week. We thank you for your love that has sustained us in our families, in our marriages, to our children, in our jobs, in all that we do. Your love has been sufficient. Your grace has been enough. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We surrender to you. Have your way in this place. May none of us leave this place the way we came. We thank you. Encounter us by your Spirit. Thank you for your presence. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 We thank God for the grace to use our gifts, our talents, and our treasure to honor God. Amen. Amen. Thank God for our worship team. Thank you so much for your faithfulness, your commitment, and allowing God to use you to bless us. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is very unusual season we've been in Mount Zion. It's a process that God is taking me through also. I'm not used to staying on a series of teaching or subject for a long time. Because to be honest with you, every time we come here to pray, you have an open heaven and you're seeing all kinds of things and you just want to pour it out. Amen. But the Lord is leading us and has led us to go through this season of understanding love in a practical way. Amen. 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 The church is not designed to be a pipeline where one man sits or a few people lead worship every Sunday and everybody go home. The church is supposed to be a platform. Amen? Amen. The reason why Facebook and Google, all these big tech companies are doing so great worldwide, is they've given a platform for everybody to be themselves and to express their voices. Amen? Amen. That's the power of the gospel. Amen? We come here to encourage one another, edify one another, build one another. It's a training ground. And then we are supposed to be that platform in our job place, in our homes, in our families, where to manifest Christ. Amen? Amen. So that's why we are doing this. You remember the story of the Good Samaritan. Jesus was teaching, and one of the theologians, the lawyer, says, "So how shall I make it to heaven? How do I inherit eternal life?" And Jesus says, "How do you love?" Then he quoted this scripture in Deuteronomy where it says, "You should love the Lord your God with all your strength, all your soul, all your might, and all that is within you." And Jesus says, and then your neighbor as yourself. Jesus says, "You have really quoted the scripture very well, but how? Who is your neighbor? So how do you apply it?" So that's why we're doing this process of taking what we know from our head to see what that looks like when we apply it in our daily lives. Amen? Amen. Now, we all know that it's good to have knowledge, to go to school. But then if we don't practicalize what we know, like in school, you know, we can't really make an impact in our job places. So practicals, doing the word, practicing, living out the word, is really what Christ is all about. Amen? So we've been looking at this series. this one, just one aspect of the fruit of the Spirit called kindness or goodness. We'll be looking at it for the past 2 weeks. This is the third week, and we might finish that at the end of this month, and then we'll see what God does with it in our lives. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We started with what does kindness look like? What is kindness? And we looked at that. Then last we looked at what kindness is not. Amen? In our looking at what kindness is, we define kindness as the quality of being friendly, thoughtful, compassionate, helpful, without expecting anything in return. That's one of the fruit of the Spirit. Just one. Just one. So, a few weeks ago, while we were doing this, I had one of our sons in the Lord. I told him, I want to come and visit you. Then he told me that, no, I can come to your place. He came, and we're just fellowshipping and just hanging out. As we're hanging out, I just felt in my heart, you know, maybe he needed some change. And then I gave him a little bit of the change that was in my pocket. And as we're talking, you know, I remember that somebody had something they wanted to do in their house. And I told him, you know, if you can help this person with it, this person might be a blessing to you. You know, he said, yeah, I can do it. So when he said he can do it, I said, this person will be a blessing to you. So I called the person, said, this person can help you do this thing, and just you can bless the person. So we used the word payment, but it was a blessing. Only to find out later, the person said, you know, I didn't know what to do. And I didn't want to really share with somebody, but I was running out of money to pay for my phone bill. And exactly what was given to me covered my phone bill.
Amen.
So you just don't know when you're offering an act of kindness. Maybe calling somebody to hang out or to text somebody or to check on somebody. Why God is putting that in your heart and what God wants to do with that. So because this series is not about the person standing here, it's really a practical time. Amen? So for those of you that have been with us from the beginning, you know that we practice it together. Amen?
Amen?
And also, for those that are here for the first time, we practice kindness. So if you don't mind, I will ask any of you that would like to share with us, did you experience any act of kindness this week? What did that look like? Or did you give one? What did that look like? Just in one sentence, yes. Can you help us with the microphone, Pastor? Yeah. Go ahead.
Love of God, and I'm so thankful this morning. I've been in the afterglow of all that this morning.
Amen. So you received kindness, and it's made a difference in your life. Amen. Anybody else experienced kindness or offered kindness, and how did you feel? How does the person feel? Anybody wants to share? Yes. Janice.
We went to visit Josephine. And we were going to take lunch to her, but she said, no, it's too late for us to have lunch. So when we get there, she provided us an amazing appetizer of shrimp and spring roll. And it was just, and we just had a glorious time of fellowship. And I like the word that Miriam used, the afterglow. I'm still in the afterglow of that. It provides an overflowing of joy when that happens to you.
That's amazing. You went to show somebody love, and the effect of what you did is still affecting you.
Yes.
So kindness benefits you. It's not just to the giver, okay? One more person and then Sister Carol. Okay, can you use the microphone? Yeah. Sister Carol. Yeah.
Two precious sisters, Sandy and Yinka, came to my house this week, and just a sweet time of prayer and encouragement, and I thank them, and I thank the Lord.
Amen. 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 Okay. She's not been feeling very well. So two sisters went and visited you, see, to show kindness. And here she felt better enough, and by faith came to church this morning. And then expressed what impact that did to her. Amen. Okay, let's take one last one before we move forward. Okay. Gary already has the microphone. Gary, okay. All right.
It's not anything really big, but at work this week, past week, there was a new lady that came in, and I had her on my side. Mm-hmm. And I went to her room, and she was having a panic attack. Mm. And like she couldn't breathe, and she was saying, stay with me. And even though I had so many things to do, I just stood there and held her hand. Mm. And she calmed down and fell asleep.
Amen. It's an act of kindness. Amen. Okay, we're going to move forward because we're going to do a lot today. It's all about us practicing. Amen. Amen. Now, the reason why this is so important is there was a time. And you saw it in the last teaching we did. You know, there was somebody that was asked to do something for the first time. You know, the person was so nervous; they were shaking, and literally threw up. Actually, that was in here. That was a program we did. The person was shaking so much; he was so nervous. But after that first act, the person was stammering. After that first act of stepping out, he was made to step out and share. He got bolder. Then he shared again, he got bolder. Now the person is a world-class speaker in stadiums. Wow. So you see, when we're practicing these acts, people get nervous. There's a lot of people that are running from church now because he might ask me to say something, you know? So it's not, we're not going to impose it on anybody. Please, you know, I know one of our sisters here felt like, so no, this is voluntarily, amen? We're just going to do this voluntarily, amen? It's just practicalizing love. Now, today we're going to look at kindness benefits you. What you do as an act of kindness benefits you. If you look at the paper, it's so hard for me to teach with papers in our hands because I like to just go. But this helps me stay focused. Amen. So if you have the paper, the handout, you look at it. It says kindness benefits you. I want us to look at this because we're going to watch a video very soon and we're going to discuss about it. Amen. Being kind increases your connection with others and decreases your loneliness. Because research, you know, this is scientifically a research was done, and this is those that do psychology, their PhD, they have this documentation. Now, if you practice one act of kindness in 1 week for 6 weeks, just once in a week for 6 weeks, consistently for 6 weeks, it changes things in you. Significantly improves your attitude, your love, your expressions to people. So being kind increases your connection with others and decreases loneliness. Kindness reduces your stress. Wow. Because the focus is no more on you. When you're trying to be kind to people, reduces your stress, anxiety, pain, depression. It even promotes a longer life. Kindness. Kindness improves your happiness, energy, and confidence. That's amazing. Let's watch this video together. And as we watch it, I want you to be thinking, because as you find your neighbor and we discuss 2x2 or 3x3, I want you to consider a few things you see regarding to kindness in this video. Amen? Amen. When you watch it, I'm going to ask you some discussion questions you can see in your handout. Amen? So let's watch this video together, and then we'll find our neighbors, and this is all about us. Amen. This might look little, but I've been in ministry for a long time, and I found out that love is contagious. And we need to discuss it. Amen. So if you find your group of two, and may you have your neighbor now, find a neighbor, somebody close by there, 2-2. If you don't know, if you're three, it's okay. 2-2. All right. Yes, you all have your neighbor. So just discuss this, and we'll hear from your discussion. Because let it benefit your team. When you experience kindness, or when you give kindness, how did it feel? And how was it passed forward to somebody else? Those online, I'm sure if you have a neighbor, you can just keep practicing, or just join us or be reflecting on this. Amen. Amen. Find your group. Yes, discuss among yourself. When you received kindness, what impact did it do on you? Or when you gave kindness, and the experience about passing it forward, how it multiplied. Based on the video. Amen. If you can start rounding up, see, we'll continue in a minute. We have 1 minute to round up your discussion. Amen. Who would like to share from your group? Just by lifting your hands, just let me know who would like to share what your group have discussed practically, what you feel like when you offer kindness or when you receive kindness based on that video. Amen. And how it multiplies. Who would like to share from your group? Okay. Pastor Victor, Tanya. Yes. Okay.
One of the things that we talked about, and it's not just individually, but it's kind of on a bigger scale, is as a church, and you guys actually do this. So that's the cool thing. As a church, you guys have this going on, to take the time when somebody's new to go shake their hand and just say hello, right? And who that benefits the recipient, of course, because then we feel welcome. But guess who really benefits from that? You as a church, wow. Right? Because new people then go and say, hey, I felt really welcome there. You know, they actually cared that I walked through the door, right? So you guys, as a, you know, a church, will benefit from doing that, but we benefit too, so.
Amen. 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 That's very good. Anybody else? Okay, Gary?
So, what's easy to do is also easy to not do. Yeah. So, and it's kind of like even from the video that we seen last week, that we need to be noticers in other people's lives. We can't just walk through life or just come to church or just sit here without noticing other people or acknowledging other people, or maybe having, because of this series, it in our mind to say, what kind word could I share with someone to encourage them in their life? Because we don't know what people go through. Yeah. And from the greeter at the door to the participants of the church, it can change a whole person's life on what they're going through. Just to see someone even smile at them and ask them, how are you doing? So what's easy to do is also easy to not do.
That's powerful.
And, so I believe that we're going to be the easy doers.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. That's powerful. Amen. Okay, Marian, from your group, go ahead. Marian. That's powerful.
This is a perfect time for me to tell this again, but one of the young couples who moved off away from us and now live in New York City, they now have 3 children, and she said she finally got things together enough to make it to church. She went by herself, and she said that from the time she left and from the time she got home, no one spoke to her. Yeah, and then she said, we got the card from you all with all those bright colors of paper, and she said, we don't even go there anymore.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you so much. It's amazing. I've heard that in different places. Actually, one of our sisters back here shared some things with me about, you know, not giving opportunity where she was planted for many years to express her love. And she has so much in her heart she wanted to express. So, you know, just what you just said now, Gary, you know, be prayerful. You just don't know. Marianne has taught us how to love through cards. Amen? And you can't imagine people that respond. Okay, anybody from your group? What did you, Bomati? Okay. This week, since we started talking about kindness, Bomati has been championing kindness for us. Go ahead.
This week during evangelism, the Lord has put in my heart since last week to go out and pray for the businesses and bless the businesses. And as we went out Thursday, we pick a place and we go from door to door in the business in that community and pray for them. Bernadette and I went out Thursday, and Yinker and Latasha went out Saturday. And Thursday when we went out, the first person we went to was a general manager. And when we walk in the door and said hi to her and tell her we're just here, you know, to pray if you have any needs, the first thing she said was, I can't keep employees. You know, she was just very, she seemed very stressed, very upset. So we prayed with her and encouraged her. And she's just right next to us, not very far. And she said, you know, I'm going to come to church to pray. And the benefits that we got out of it also is that we got to enjoy the fresh air, the sunshine, exercise, and just be able to, when Bernadette and I was standing outside, I said, let's go find a sunny place so we could pray and we could talk. So it was very encouraging. It blessed the people that we went and prayed with, and it's also blessed us.
That's powerful. Amen. And you also do. That's powerful. And you just don't know how that will go multiply as it goes. Look at that manager, how he felt about that. Who else? Yes? Okay. We're going to take one or two more, and then we're going to move forward. Yes.
Okay. Right from the time of the lessons and ever before that, I will quickly say this. Out of kindness, when I was in Vanderbilt, and one of the days I was about to go out for my lunch, it was my lunch time, but the Spirit of the Lord said, enter in that room and pray for that lady. They just wheel her in with her child. Pray for her. But I was a kind of hesitated. I said, but it's time for my lunch. If I miss it, I may not get it. But the Spirit of God said, if you leave for the lunch and come back, you will not beat her. So I obediently went, lay hand on her and her child, prayed for her. While I was praying, other nurses came in, and the doctors that I need to attend to her came in. So I finished my prayers. It was so amazing. The nurses joined me in praying. And after that, they asked me, is she your sister? I said, no, I'm a worker here. So, and they saw me with my uniform. So after that, I left for my lunch. Literally, when I came back, I went back to that room, and she wasn't there, both her and her child. So, and when I met her in a different place, she was like, thank you for the prayers. So, but like last week, by God, on Wednesday, somebody gave me a whole pot of rice. It's too much. So I said, it's much for us as a family, and my children are no more here. So I cooked it, garnished it with
spiced it up
and put some, you know, chicken and mixed vegetables and placed it and shared it in 20 plates.
Wow.
And then I would have gone out with my husband to do it, but he went to Chattanooga. So I called Sister Miriam and said, I have so-so and so, and I know that Wednesdays you go out for evangelism. Can I give you this, see what I have? She said, yes, please bring it. I will come to get it. So she came and took it, and then use it to serve the community.
Amen.
So I was...
You see
so
that?
Rich, and I, my heart was blessed.
It felt so good that you were able to share. Amen. Thank you so much. You see, the act of kindness not only benefits the people, but it makes you feel, see, you don't know how much it adds to your life, the connection you make with people. It takes away depression, pain, because the focus is not about you anymore. And then it multiplies in people. Just one fruit of the Spirit. Amen. So, anybody else? Sister Benedict? Okay. All right, we're going to take that and then we're going to go move forward. Yeah, Benedict, okay.
Thank you. I just want to add to Pastor Faith's comment about going out, and it was a cumulative amount of kindness because she took the time to make the meals, and then we went out and passed it out to the homeless. But the amazing thing, the homeless, they were so appreciative. Some were even like crying a little and just so touched that that God would think of them. And then Mary, it was so powerful because she got something from Franklin Graham and preached the word to them, and they all received it. They wanted to hear it. And so they just, they said things like, we love this, thank you so much for thinking of us, and we were just so happy to do it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And she had such Amen. A beautiful smile on her face.
Amen.
Pastor Obi, I'll be quick, but this is so applicable. Yeah. What, 2 or 3 years ago when Ron had his first knee surgery, it was rough. Afterwards, it was rough. But the Lord, I had this desire in my heart. I wanted to be able to help him. And the Lord put specific instructions in my heart. Two words, be patient, which I'm not, you know, I needed that, and be kind. I received that, and the Lord helped me to do that. And he must have said 2 or 3 times, you're so kind to me.
Amen.
And then on it was day 4, he handed me a check, and he said, this is what you get for being so kind to me.
Uh-huh.
And he said okay. It was for the mission field.
Amen. Okay, thank you. So you see the power of kindness. And it's not something you sit and program. It can be, you don't have to always go out and it's just around you. It's opportunity. It's there at your work, there at home, there. Okay? Yes. Who did you get? Okay, go ahead, Cynthia. Okay. All right.
Today.
Be but kind, Kuka.
Amen.
Okay.
One of the things that was really stood out for us is, and it was what. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
It was what the gentleman said. I can't think in black here. What is your name?
That's Mr. Gary. Oh.
Mr. Gary, you spoke a word that was acknowledge. Acknowledge. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I don't know if we all realize just speaking to people, saying hello, yeah. It is such a kind act. Yeah. Like even when you're out in the marketplace or just walking down the street, you just can't imagine sometimes the way that the things that are happening in someone's life, and the least of these people may not really even think you're going to speak to them. And I'm originally from up north where it is really common where people don't speak, okay? And when I moved here to the south, and especially where Coker is originally from, everyone, that if they didn't even know you, it was, hey, hello, hi. And I had such a time, but it was so uplifting. People want to be acknowledged. And, you know, you said something else, Pastor. It was about expressing love. It's an expression of love when you speak to people and they don't expect it, despite if they're the President of the United States or the least of these. But I want to challenge everyone in this room today that this week you will go out and you will speak to people and greet them, and you don't have to have a long conversation. It could just be, hello, how are you? Going down the aisle in the grocery store. Hello, how are you? Hi. You'd be amazed.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you. Actually, kindness, sometimes you don't have to look for it. It looks for you, just right where you are. Amen? Just look around, okay? We'll take the final one, and today, the more we see people a little bit more confident about expressing this publicly, the more we have more people share. After this, Steve is going to come. He feels confident enough. He's going to come, and he's going to share a few things about, you know, I want us to share this together. Please go ahead.
Right before sisters talk about how much importance say hello, but I really realize every single day in my working environment, Somebody know already I'm working in the prison.
Yeah.
So 1,200 people, usually all day, or have no family, disconnect with the family. They're really lonely people. And then when I go to work, I just pass by a day, approximately around 300 people at least.
Wow.
So I just say hello with a smiling and then call their name. They're so happy with that. So that's how much important say hello and call their name.
Mm.
So that is precious ever in my life right now. That's my ministry.
That's it.
That's amazing.
That's called platform. Yes. Amen. If you're looking for ministry, you have it. Okay, Steve. Yeah, we'll continue. This is just, we'll continue. I want to invite Steve. This is practical ministry, amen? Steve will share with us a few things he's learned about kindness, and we'll continue from there. Thank you.
This is very interesting. Some of the things have been said this morning. Sandy and I have been here about 3 years. And we came from a church where we spent 2 years. And much of that two-year period, I spent asking for something to do. And it was never granted. There wasn't anything for me to do there. And so, in fact, we've known Janice for years and years. And so we bumped into Janice somewhere, and something was said about church, and we asked Janice where she was going. She said, well, she's going here. And so she said, well, come and visit. And we were still in the basement. And so we did. And I will tell you that the people... When we showed up, just surrounded us. We were just mobbed. And Victor came to me, and with Victor, we had an instant bond. We had an instant bond. I have a hat like Victor's, and the one he's wearing today, we call it a Victor hat. But we became brothers. And then one day I said, well, yeah, we're brothers. Don't you think we look alike? And we do. So, but anyway, it didn't take long. I wasn't here very long until Pastor Obi asked me to do something. I don't remember what it was. It wasn't. And then it just continued more and more. And they asked Sandy to do things, and Sandy's really good at doing things, and so this whole kindness thing, I want to say this before I move on. One of the things that this church has done recently is this church has given my sister a voice. A lot of my sister's life was tough. But this church cares what my sister thinks. That's a big deal for me. I have the next page in the portfolio. It talks about... how kindness begins with you, and there's a video about a young guy, black guy, and his little sister whose mom and dad left him on the side of the road, just opened the car door and left him on the sidewalk, and never came back. And eventually they ended up in foster care, and he was abused in foster care, and then they were adopted by a family. They were both black. The boy and the girl were both black. They're adopted by a white family, and he was angry and bitter, And somewhere in the video, he said, "Well, I don't know why I should have to do something nice. Nobody's ever done anything nice for me." And I thought, "Whoa, what about the family that you live with?" But that's where we can be. That's where we can get. And so his wife, his mother, finally convinced him one day. He's in high school, and by this time, he's a phenomenal football player. And he ended up playing for Nebraska.
From Steve Hartman, the story.
This issue of kindness, for many that have been in the ministry for a long time, there's story after story after story that can be told, acts of kindness, of how it's changed lives and families and futures, and there just really is no limit. So there's the giving side of kindness, and then there's the receiving act of kindness. Sometimes that's harder than the giving side. The other video, we don't have time to watch it, but there was a lady that was given a great deal, was actually given a college education so that she could become an RN, and that began with a simple act of kindness, a can of gas and some grocery money. But when we came here, this teaching, if you want to know what you think about something, have somebody ask you to teach it. And then you'll figure out whether what you really think about. And so what I found out in this is that when those opportunities arise, when so many things we do automatically. We hold doors and there's things that we do as Christians that are pretty automatic. But there's times when it comes up where we see an opportunity to choose, like the guy in the video last week, to catch the balloon or not catch the balloon. And I find that forces me to evaluate really who I am. Because if I'm put in a situation to do something nice for somebody and I find myself going, I don't really want to do that. I'm busy or it's out of my way or I have to, I should and do sometimes evaluate why I really don't want to do that. So to hold the door, to let someone in, line at the grocery store. Can we choose kindness over convenient? And this is that part of this teaching where kindness needs to be intentional. We need to plan for it. We need to look for it. We need to hope for it and pray for it. That because we now know that we can do acts of kindness and be selfish because we're going to get stuff. Right, we're gonna get those hormones that make us feel better. We're gonna get those, right? Well, that's what's said. And see, the thing that is God. God doesn't say, "Well, we're just gonna do an act of kindness that's gonna make somebody feel better." It's deep. Kindness is deep. This the fruits of the Spirit, they're deep, and God can take. I'll tell you a short version of this story. I knew a guy that was next to my car lot was homeless. And he was at Walmart, and there was a woman who I had met already. I didn't know her. But it was Valentine's Day, And she was buying a Valentine's Day, and he said to her, "Oh, are you buying somebody a Valentine's?" And she said, "No, I'm buying my own Valentine. I don't have anybody to buy one for me." And he said, "I will buy you a Valentine." So he bought the Valentine. That was 10 years ago. They've been together ever since. He is now dying from cancer, and she's taking care of him. Now only God can arrange that. That's not coincidence. Only God can arrange that. And we all know those stories, but it's nice to hear them once in a while. A couple years ago, Victor and I accepted a challenge that was developed by a pastor out in Colorado Springs. He's the guy that our Wholehearted Men group is sort of fashioned after, but he put together a thing called Wholehearted 45, which was 10 things that we had to do for 45 days. And if you missed one of those things on one of those days, you had to start over. Well, Victor made it, but I didn't make it. I started over 3 times, and I was running out of days before we were supposed to go to Colorado and visit these people. Victor got his T-shirt. He got his Wholehearted 45 T-shirt. And the guy recognized him. As a matter of fact, the guy recognized Victor as the only African Wholehearted man that he knew. So it's this leads to that. But I want to say that the item on this list, this 10 things, one of those 10 things was a random act of kindness. Well, random act of kindness was my downfall. I'd come up to the end of the day, and I realized that's the one thing I hadn't done, was a random act of kindness. So I'd start over, and I'd recommit, and the same thing again. And I've always thought of myself as a kind and generous guy, but kindness every day? Every day? Give me a break. I love God, and I love this church, and I like it when I can make people mad, make people laugh, because I think that's a Freudian slip, I think. Laughter is good for the soul. Laughter is good medicine, and so I like to do that. Sometimes it doesn't work out too good, but I want to thank you for the time.
Amen. Amen. See, Steve does a lot of things out there, but I was shocked. He's here. He's learning to stand before people to share the gospel. So we thank God for what God is doing with you, Steve. Amen. Amen. Okay, we're going to watch this one video, and what Steve just shared with us in that video, you're going to get together again and discuss 2 things. How did this young man benefit from showing kindness? Now, the second question is, what made it hard for him to get started showing kindness? What we're talking about now, if it's not hard, the church would have won the whole world. Because God is giving kindness to us. But it's something God has also put in the hearts of men. Amen? So we're going to watch this one last video. Abby, do you have it? Okay. Let's watch this, and then we're going to find your neighbor again. Let's discuss these 2 together. Amen. Hallelujah. kindness is a seed. One little seed. You don't just know. One little seed. Every one of us here is a seed. And it comes back. You just don't know. So can you just pair together just for a few minutes? Discuss these two videos. How did this young man, this woman, benefited from kindness and the person that gave it? And why is it difficult for us to start? And how they started and how God took it from there? Please, can you discuss with your neighbor? Okay, we have 1 minute to round up. Start putting your thoughts, finalizing your thoughts. Amen. 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 I'm going to put Josh to work today. Josh, come. I'm going to pass this microphone around. I'm going to give you an opportunity to show some acts of kindness around, okay? You're going to pass these microphones around. Sister Carol, okay? What are you discussing? What did you hear?
I
I just want to say that Steve learned his lesson very, very well. And this morning is an example of it. I wasn't feeling like I could come to church. But at 20 to 10, I thought, if I really hurried, maybe I could, don't ask me how I got ready. But anyway, so I texted them. Sandy had already left. He was already on his way. And he said, yeah, I can come. So I talked to him at 20 to 10. At 10 o'clock, he was at my house. And that's why I'm here this morning. And so I'm...
Simple
as... And then I walked in the door, and several people, just beautiful prayers. I'm so blessed.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Acts of kindness, random. Okay, anybody else? By the way, can we clap for Steve? He did a good job today. Thank you, Steve. Yes. Anybody else from your group you'd like to share, from the video, what you just learned? Okay?
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to sharing. Somebody know or not, I'm driving the school bus, this city. And believe it or not, every morning and evening, I see the same students, but 10 out of 10 say any word. But 10 out of 10, what I do to them, good morning, good evening, how are you? Even they didn't respond it, but I keep doing that. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. That's what I'm doing.
Amen.
Anyway, they people, believe it or not, they are changing. Mm-hmm. And first time, nobody say any word. Mm-hmm. And after a couple of weeks later, a few weeks later, they say hello. And mm-hmm. then now it's a bunch of kids. They say good morning, hello to me. So that's kind of, I think that's influencing. And my personally, when I growing four kids, this right here, Joshua is the youngest one. But I don't know how to let them grow up. So that was my bunch of mistake I did. But these days, when I drove elementary kids, guess what? They come to me and hug me. So that means make me feel much better. And doing same thing. I tell them, good morning, how are you? Everything going well, they're influencing change.
Amen.
That's what I believe.
See, you sowing seeds and gradually it's coming. Thank you so much. Thank you. Okay, who else? Thank you. All right, Bomati. Bomati in front here. Okay, go ahead. Okay.
I liked the family that was going to church. The first part of it was he took his family to church, and he didn't, sometimes, you don't want to endanger your family when you're trying to be kind or do something helpful. So that was very thoughtful of him to take the family home or take them to church. And reached out to her, and then while he was helping her just to get gas, there was more of a need that he was very sensitive to. Mm-hmm. So when he reached out to her, he did not know that 3 years later that kindness will come back to him, taking care of his mother. Mm-hmm. And it was like it kept going back and forth,
Pass
he blessed over. Her, and then she blessed him by taking care of his mother, and then she got blessing again, beyond what she was expecting. So you can never outgive God's kindness, in anything that he calls us to do. Mm. Another thing about sharing kindness, a lot of times you open up your heart and you pour out. And whether it's with a friend or family or coworker, sometimes in the kindness you could get hurt, because I experienced it with someone very close this week. Mm-hmm. And my thing was like, out of all the stuff I've done, you found that one thing that I didn't do right. Mm-hmm. And my thing is to like, well, I'll just show you, maybe I wouldn't do this, mm-hmm. but that's not God's love, God's heart, God's kindness. I really had to pray through that day and be kind. in spite of the circumstances. Sometimes we're tested in kindness.
And it's hard to show kindness, but you just give us a solution. Thank you so much. That was very good. Yeah, very, very good. Okay, the last person who wants to take that? Okay. All right. Okay, start with Pastor Faith and then...
Drawing from the video, what we watched about the lady that they helped and they become a ruin. And I remember many years ago, while we were yet still in Nigeria, from time to time I would come to Lagos to minister, and the pastor and the wife are living in one room. And that one room, they will use cutting to divide it, make living room and parlor. And each time I come there, they will leave their bed for me and sleep on the floor. I was like, no, you know. So, but they said they do that for a reverence, by not that I desire, but I tried to stop them doing it, but they refused. So one day I came again and they did the same thing. Then I called my husband. I said, this family, husband and wife, each time I come there for ministration, they will leave their bed for me. And I said, I want us to rent a 3-bedroom flat for them. And we did that by the grace of God. We rented the 3-bedroom flat for them, and they moved from that one room into 3-bedroom flat. So, but... years later, many years later, when it becomes obvious that I and my kids have to be in Lagos for me to process our coming over here, guess what? It was in that
house I stayed.
That we stayed in Lagos.
See, amen.
So, and it benefited us a lot.
Thank you. That's powerful. See, it passes forward. Kindness passes for. In other words, it's a seed. It might take long to grow, but eventually the fruit will come. Amen. Amen? Yes.
Yes, I just wanted to talk about that last video. The man was on his way to church. He had planned his day, planned his life. Things were going to go in a certain direction. And then he took time to notice. I think somebody has said it. Just not being engrossed in yourself, being open to notice somebody else. Even the young boy, it was because he was so into himself that he didn't want to do anything for anybody. We have talked about sometimes just opening a door or saying hello or just a smile. Also, I want to add, let's be honest when we smile. Because sometimes it's just a fake smile because I'm supposed to. Or you just say a quick hello and go your way. There's no real investment in people. I think we should be intentional about investing in people. And it may not be convenient. It may take you off course like it did for that man. And a quick, I'll end with a quick testimony. About 3 days ago, 4 days ago, I got a phone call. I don't take calls that I don't know the number. This was on WhatsApp. I didn't know. It's an American number, but it's on WhatsApp. And we had just finished a meeting. I was running to another meeting, and I'm like, okay, for some reason, I took that call. And he started speaking in my language, in my African language. And he's like, you don't know me, but your sister gave me your number. I don't know your sister, but I was just looking for just anybody to talk to. And I went to our village WhatsApp group, and I saw a name that ended, it says Sua. That's my maiden name. And he said, the pastor that wedded us was a Sua. So I said, I'll call this lady and see if I can talk with one person. And the lady said, oh, I don't live in America, but my sister does. So he said, that's how I'm calling you. And I said, oh, well, how are you doing? He said, my wife just died. And I just needed to talk to anybody. My wife just died. These people are in their 40s. And I screamed. I'm like, I just woke up. Your wife just died. I gave him time. He talked about her. And I started talking with him, and I've been texting him since then. Yesterday was a funeral. I was able to go on YouTube and watch the funeral, and I texted him. And first thing this morning, he texted me back.
Amen.
Let's take time. You never know. That person may have that last hope, and you might be that last hope.
Amen. 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 Just one fruit of the Spirit. Let's clap for George. Just thank you so much. You've done a great kind action. Thank you. By the way, George has been winning awards this whole summertime. Very good drama. Thank you, George. We are proud of you. Now, if you have your flyers with you, your pamphlet, handout, if you look on the right, it says, take time now to pass it forward. Because this today is about passing it forward. How it benefits you, pass it forward. If you, this week is more than 24 hours in a day. If you multiply by 7, just text one person. It can be anywhere in the world. Just text them. Let them know how you're thinking about them. Just text them something. Amen? Let's use our phone for something wonderful. Do a text. And then, number two, one of the most powerful acts of kindness is listening to people. People have so much in their heart, and they're looking for somebody to talk to, like she said. So this week, if you can just try to listen to somebody. Amen?
Amen.
That's an act of kindness. Amen? It's here in the process. This listening part is a whole subject. We teach it in marriage. But please, practice these two things. So when we come back next, you might have a testimony to share. Amen? Remember this. You don't look for it. It looks for you. Anywhere you go, just pay attention. There's an opportunity there to show somebody kindness. Amen. Now, go to your neighbor. Everything we've discussed today, can we go back to that first, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 11? Let's pray. Pray for one another that what we just heard and what we just practiced, God will help us and give us the grace to apply it. Amen? And God will give us opportunity. So pray with your... Let's pray for one another now. From your heart. Impact that. Pray this scripture. 2 Thessalonians 1:11. Wherefore also we pray always for you, that our God will count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his kindness and the work of faith with power. Pray for the person and then they will pray for you. Don't limit your prayers to just that. Ask the person, they have any need, sickness, whatever the person needs. Just ask them and just minister to one another. Yes, Lord. Yes, Father. Father, we thank you so much. We thank you for gathering us to your presence. We thank you for training us by your Spirit. We thank you for teaching us how to love one another through acts of kindness. Father, in our job places, at home, at school, wherever we are, give us the grace to see an opportunity just to smile, just to open the elevator for somebody, just to carry the grocery, just to pray for somebody at Walmart, Lowe's, wherever we are. We thank you for the opportunity to be your hands and feet and your mouth. In a time where so many are lonely, depressed, confused, struggling, make us a beacon of hope, encouragement, and kindness. Father, we thank you. Begin with us in this house. Let us speak kindly of one another. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, I thank you for those in the media. Thank you for the children's church. Thank you for the worship team. Thank you for those who greet us. Father, thank you for all the ministries that might not be visible, but they are touching so many lives with their kindness. Thank you for those who give to Mount Zion. Thank you for their benevolence, their obedience, their kindness that has kept this church going. We are grateful. Thank you for those online who could not physically be here. Father, thank you for ministering even a double portion. Bless them indeed. And let your grace be poured out. To you be all the glory, all the honor. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Next week, we're going to share kindness even though. Amen. Regardless of us. God bless you.